Hollywood Panic, Oscars scrub 8 categories from live ABC broadcast after historic ratings free fall. By David Ng on February 23, 2022. The Academy Awards is taking the unprecedented step of demoting 8 categories, including film editing and original score, from its upcoming live ABC telecast on March 27 in what appears to be an attempt to reverse the show's plummeting ratings, which hit an all-time low last year. In explaining its decision, the Academy mentioned viewer engagement but failed to address the woke, left-wing specifying by celebrities that acts as viewer repellent. Among the awards that will be handed out in a pre-taped segment are editing, production design, score, makeup, sound, and the short film categories. The pre-taped categories are expected to find their way into the live show in an abbreviated form, according to multiple reports. The decision represents a drastic move by the Academy, which has rejected past suggestions to relegate some of the technical categories to a pre-show segment. Academy officials said in a letter to members that the change is intended to increase viewer engagement and keep the show vital, kinetic, and relevant. The letter doesn't make any mention of the left-wing celebrity lectures that have become a hallmark of Hollywood award show, and a major turnoff for viewers at home. In last year's ceremony, several presenters, including actress Regina King, who kicked off the broadcast, used their airtime to promote divisive, far-left views, with references to George Floyd and Black Lives Matter. The result, record-low ratings of around 10 million viewers. The Oscars is following in the footsteps of the Tony Awards, which has experimented with presenting some of the technical awards during commercial breaks. But CBS Tony's telecast has continued to see its ratings fall, hitting a record low last year of just over 2 million viewers, a more than 50% collapse from the previous year. This year's Oscars season has gotten off to a chaotic and embarrassing start. The Academy botched its vaccination policy by backtracking on its initial plan to not mandate the vaccine. Now, the vaccine will be mandatory for all nominees and guests, but not presenters and performers. The announcement that Amy Schumer will co-host the Oscars, along with Wanda Sykes and Regina Hall, has also prompted much head-scratching and ridicule. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me @dng@breitbart.com.